Anyhow, thank you, Fred, for the opportunity to share why life settlement is of interest to the financial advisors. Number one, it will raise the assets under management. And number two, raise your production. And number three, you won't have to find a new client to achieve those two goals. And lastly, this is not talking about a death benefit, but a living benefit. So when we talk about life settlement, we're talking about clients that have owned insurance for many years, 20, 30, 40 years, and they have reached a point where the insurance may no longer have the original purpose. It may be too expensive. There may be expiration concerns, and there may be sudden, unexpected jumps in cost. So when we are informed of this, we are not, to the concerns of any of you listening, we are not raping the client to get rid of their policy. We are reacting to concerns they legitimately have. We do not have them buy insurance through us. They are selling insurance. And so in this whole process, my partner, Art Scavola, who lives in Camas, Washington, and I live in Tampa, Florida, we are both alumni of Merrill Lynch. I had 30 years before I retired from Merrill. Art was with them for 17 years and then dealt with many of the major brokerage firms on the Northwest United States with their highest net worth clients doing their large insurance need sales. But things have changed. Estate taxes are much higher before they begin. So the purpose of buying insurance for estate taxes is not quite as strong. In many cases, where they would buy insurance for generations purposes, the generations are doing much better than the parents. And what we're finding is that the average client that buys, that it sells the insurance policy is usually between age 70 and older. And the fastest growing segment in our economy is the 80 and 90 year olds, believe it or not. And before you roll your eyes and say, I don't have clients in the 80s and 90s or 70s even, I'm going to tell you, you do. In fact, they are the parents of your clients. And I want to give you an example. We have a client, a very prominent attorney in Naples, who with a master's in tax law, whose mom is 91 years old. She has a guaranteed universal life policy, which is a extended term insurance policy by another name. Anyhow, she bought it at a young age of 79. 12 years later, she's been paying $19,000. The daughter has $19,770. So rounding that off as $20,000 over 12 years, that's $240,000. The policy has a face value, a death benefit of $250,000. While I was meeting with her, she made the comment, would you look into my mom's circumstance? Well, when Art and I did look in on it, we found out that the cost of insurance when she turns 92 is going to boom from a premium of $19,770 to $58,000. There's not a question that she's going to want to get rid of that policy. So, getting back to the age, there's several factors that determine what a client is to us. First is their age. Usually, but not always, and I'm going to give you an example in a moment or two, but mainly the clients begin at age 70. The lowest size policy is $100,000 that we deal in, but luckily, the minimum policy we've seen over the last 2 years has been around $500,000. The maximum we've done lately has been a $10 million policy. But getting back to this. We had a client in Montana, a dad age 89, a mom age 87, and the son and daughter were paying the premiums. And they began to feel that they wanted to take the cash and use it to expand their business. Mom and dad were fine with that because the kids were wealthier than the parents. So we were able to do a life settlement on a $10 million policy and raise $5.5 million, which they instantly put into expanding the business, and everybody was happy. The reasons that most people are getting finished with an insurance ownership is that it's too expensive. It no longer serves the original purpose. Maybe their spouse, like in my situation, my wife died a year and a half ago, and in other situations where you no longer have a spouse alive, they don't need, there's no purpose maybe in keeping the insurance. In many, many cases, the beneficiaries are doing better than the policy owner, and they don't need the insurance. Also, we find divorce is a reason for getting rid of a policy. We find bankruptcy as another. We find in the corporate world, buy-sell agreements that are no longer in effect, or key man circumstances that have finished their run, they are another reason that they get rid of them. And when we look in the non-profit world with charities and with universities, there are donated policies that are sitting in a drawer that nobody looks at. Well, Art and I, through our broker, life settlement broker, we are able to offer free appraisals. And what we find is we keep them from having policies that expired, or the realization that there's been a sudden a difference in cost, and they turn to us to find a way to do this. Now, when a client is going to sell their policy, we, Art and I, process it. We do a lot of work on it. We study it. We then turn it over to the life settlement broker, who goes in deeper study of the insurance contract and the medical records, especially over the last 3 years. When all of this is completed, then a program is sent to 10 to 15 bidders. These bidders may be from the international investors, meaning institutions in the United States, or international ones that are interested in making this an investment. And they look at the age, the health, and the life expectancy, because this is being seen as an investment. And it has turned out, if correctly done, a good investment for the institutional investor. So we have individuals that move out of policies. We have corporations. We have charities and universities that do it. So we have a broad range of that. And what frequently happens is that the referral person, like you, the financial advisor, will call us and say, I have a client. Here's the profile of the client. Do you think you might want to appraise the circumstance and see if it's a candidate? We do that. We also do not have you do any of the work from that point on. We do all the work. We do all the research. We do all the contact with your permission with the client. Art and I have 45 years of fiduciary and confidentiality circumstances. We've never ruined a relationship between someone like you and the client, not ever. And secondly, if the client is so happy with the work we're doing and they see the money that is going to be paid to them, they may refer it to their close friends or family members that also have insurance. So we have frequently expanded your client base by those new people that are going to do the same type of trade. So we feel that we're offering a service that is acknowledged by the policy owner, by the spouse, by the beneficiaries, by the CPA, by the attorney, by the financial advisors. It has been blessed, and there's no blowback. There's no lawsuit. There's a sense of happiness because they may want to increase their income. They may need to pay some sudden bills. And then I want to give you the exception to the rule on age 70. There was recently a case of a 50-year-old male going through chemo. It's a sad circumstance. But he had $1 million policy, and he was hurting for money. And it was then given to us and through our broker, life settlement broker, and we did the process. And on that $1 million policy, we were able to generate $700,000 in cash. Now, if this had been a 70-year-old in normal health, there may have been maybe a $200,000 or $300,000 return. So when you see someone with in chemo or maybe in mid to late stage Alzheimer's, we may be able to help if they have a decent size insurance contract. We may be able to raise a amount of cash that helps them for their personal needs, and it will also turn them to you for income concerns, or in today's marketplace, God knows, with what Fred just talked about, Apple, where you have a cash-rich company, people looking to safeguard their money. Talking about safeguarding your money, we've noticed in the headlines about the Silicon Valley Bank and First Republic and all of those things. And then people have been asking me and Art, do you have any concerns about the insurance companies? Well, kind of maybe a little bit. And there's an article written by in the Wall Street Journal by a lady named Leslie Chisholm, begins with an S. And if you go to the journal and look up her articles that she's written, about 6 months ago, she talked about the sudden splurge in death benefits that were unexpected because of the pandemic. And then there's the people that brought up the concern over inflation. The policy they bought 20 or 30 or 40 years ago no longer has the purchasing power that it had at that time. So maybe a growing investment might be more suitable with them. And lastly, when you see the institutions that are suddenly having crisis circumstances, I'm only mentioning this for being aware. I'm not saying that I would be desperately nervous about the insurance industry today, but I would certainly keep my eye on them because it is a well-known fact that they invest in government bonds and in mortgages. So it's just a thought that you may want to keep in your mind for the benefit of your clients that may not have thought of this. When a client does a life settlement circumstance and there is cash value in the policy, what we are able to generate is sometimes four to eight times more than the existing cash value. Then, well, you say, well, what about term insurance? Well, we just had a circumstance with a 70-year-old client of Art, my partner, and he has a $1 million policy, and his spouse has passed away. His daughter is wealthier than he is. So he said, what can you get us for this policy? We were able to get him $270,000 in cash. He was thrilled to death. He's going to spend $20,000 on doing some travel and $250,000 in raising his income. So that's typical of what we find in there. And I can't stress strongly enough that when you ask your client, do you continue to own your life insurance policy from years ago? Are you happy with it? Is it something that you want to continue? Or would you like us to possibly contact a alternative asset party that does life settlement and see if we get a quote that would please you on the amount of cash that it would raise. So that is what they begin to hear, and that's what it's generally about. But again, I want to stress that when we are working with your client, you will do none of the work. We will keep you informed on all the steps that go through it till its ultimate end. You will able to be fully informed with the client so that you're never out of focus with them. And then when it's all done, Art and I do not have any interest or sharing in the release of the money. We work extremely hard at getting the policy through the many hoops it has to go through, getting the insurance contracts from the insurance company and the medical records from the doctors, and working with a life settlement broker. We do all of that. We definitely earn our commission. We've never had any gripes about that. So we've done very, very well. And so if you have any questions on this whole process, we'd be glad to talk to you about it right now. Art, I hope you're on the call with me. And if there are any questions, please ask us. We'd be delighted to field them as best we can. Well, if we don't hear a question, then I want to give you...
Should we just go ahead. Ask away? Should we just ask
just
away?
Just ask away. Hit him.
So if I want to reach out to you for more information, what was your phone number?
My phone number is 727-422-2121. Now, I live in Tampa, Florida, Arts and Camas, Washington. Art's phone number is 503-720-2687. We'd be delighted to talk to any of you if you think you have a candidate. And again, we want to help your clients. We do the ethical right thing. There is never a question about that. So
just a couple quick questions. So the first one was, you said the ideal candidate is 70 and over, assuming no health conditions, and you gave an example of a 70-year-old in normal health with $1 million policy was able to generate $200,000. Is that a typical scenario?
It was $270,000, and every situation is different because every client has a different health circumstance, a different age, a different size policy, and all of those factors.
But was that 70-year-old in normal health, like standard, underwriting?
Yes. This client had the usual blemishes that we earn over our lifetime, with a little life a little blood pressure concerns, but nothing that is going to cause the institutional buyer to say, oh my, this person's going to pass away in the near term. So
obviously the older and less healthy, those numbers are
And that means the life expectancy on the older client in weaker health is going to be a better investment for the institutional investor. Art, did you want to say anything? I guess not.
So what's the hassle factor? How inconvenient is it to the insured, to the 80-year-old that's a nursing home?
How inconvenient? Meaning, what do you mean?
Do they get a physical? Do they have to do a bunch of stuff?
Oh, thank you.
Insured.
No, there is no exam ever. We get the last 3 years of the medical records, and we get a full medical picture, and it is fully studied by the life settlement broker and by the institutional investor. And there's a life expectancy study done by an outside party that is given to the life settlement broker, and then it is submitted to the institutional investor.
So I have a very specific case. I'll talk to you offline, off this call. Is it better to talk to you or Art? Since you
Where are you located?
South Carolina, but the client is in California.
Well, either one of us, or we could do a joint call. But if the client is in California, you might want to talk with Art at 503-720-2687. Art and I have worked for 45 years in the investment and insurance business. We are best friends. We are partners fully, and we work together on everything we do.
Great. Great. Thank you. And Fred, thanks for having this gentleman.
Oh, you're welcome. I thought this was fascinating. You know, I had no idea that this sort of thing even existed. And one of the things that resonated with me was something that Jerry said, which was I had severe family trouble when I was growing up, and I ended up having to go to college through cashing in some life insurance policies that were bought in my name, fortunately whole life, and there was cash value in those. But and everyone at the time told me, golly, don't cash those in. Now, let's put this into perspective. I had a $20,000 policy. Now, $20,000 doesn't sound so much until you realize that back in the 70s, the average family of four made $6,000, right? That policy would be worthless now. And again, what Jerry is saying, some of these policies probably are worth more now through life settlement than they will be in 10 years to the client. So I'm glad I just thought this was so interesting, and I'm glad that he's going to be able to help at least one person on the call.
Yeah, Fred, there's two things I forgot to mention yet. Let me squeeze them in. One is that all of the premiums paid come back tax-free. So if you have a policy that has been owned 20 or 30 or 40 years, of the total monetary reward, you're going to have a high percentage of that will be tax-free. The remainder may or may not end up as ordinary income or as a capital gain. And that's a situation that is individual to each circumstance. And I wanted to also mention that we have no problems with a term insurance contract, no problem with guaranteed universal life, which, as I say, is a way of extending the length of the policy, whereas many term policies end at age 70 or thereabouts. The guaranteed universal life can go up to 100 or 105 or that sort of thing. And universal life by itself, which is a flexible premium, flexible death benefit. The danger with universal life is that when you have a difference in interest rates, you may get a sudden increase in the cost of the premium, and they may suddenly want to say, this is way out of my range at this point. Whole life policies on an individual basis may or may not be a candidate. And I would tell you that variable life policies are frequently not as desirable because the client enjoys managing their money. And if they're doing well with the policy, they're increasing the cash inside the policy, and they're not feeling that selling it is of the same benefit that the people with the other types of insurance have.
Got it.
So I'm sorry. Is there any other questions or any other concerns that any of you have? Well, I want to thank all of you for the opportunity. We only want to help your clients. We only will make a decision that is in everybody's best interest. So, Fred, thank you again for the opportunity to share that, and I look forward to being in any way we Art and I can be helpful, we'd love to do that. Thanks
very
again.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you for being on. As I say, something that interested me, and again, we don't normally talk about insurance products on the Fred Report conference calls, but we have a mandate to try to help advisors with things, and this is a way that we felt we could help maybe one or two or three or four. So thank you. Let's see if there are any other stock market questions or bond market questions for Fred, and if not, we'll end the call. So any more questions for Fred? Very good. Then going once, going twice. Very well. This will end the Fred Report technical market call for March 23rd, 2023, or as I would say, 32323. And everybody have a great week.